CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.
Welcome to the next edition of the CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series, where we look at actual learning management system implementations and e-learning program rollouts. My name is Mary Kay Laferno, the marketing director here at CyberWorks, and your host today. In this edition, we are talking with Andrew Merz, Senior Educational Services Manager for Cedar Point Communications Incorporated, about their use of the CyberWorks hosted LMS solution to provide online customer and vendor support training.
And now let's talk with Andrew Merz, Senior Educational Services Manager for Cedar Point Communications. Good afternoon, Andrew. Thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Andrew, tell me about yourself and what you do for Cedar Point Communications.
I've been involved in various roles within customer support and product marketing for cable and telecom companies for about the past 10 years.
Okay.
For the last 5 years, I've been working here at Cedar Point, managing the educational services group. And in that group, we deliver technical training to customers and internal departments on our products, as well as create customer-facing technical documentation.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand Cedar Point Communications makes voice over IP telephony software. Can you just, I know you gave us some information. Can you give me a little bit more about your company and your products? Because voice over IP is pretty interesting stuff as far as I'm concerned.
That's a big area, too. There's lots of different companies in that space. Cedar Point was founded about 6 years ago, and we were targeting a market need for a simple integrated voice over IP telephony solution for the cable communications market.
Mm-hmm.
So as you probably know, cable companies have expanded their own offerings from basic television service to high-speed internet, and now also voice services.
Mm-hmm.
So Cedar Point's flagship product, which is the Safari C3, mm-hmm. is a carrier-class voice over IP solution, which enables these cable operators to provide telephony services to their customers. The advantage with the Cedar Point product is that we're doing it in a way that's significantly less complex than competitive solutions that are in the market today, and we can deliver these with reducing costs for actually delivering the services to the end customer, which is folks like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is that for the consumer, this means more features and more capabilities for less. And
right.
for the cable operator, it means more simplified solution and better reliability than alternatives in the market. We've recently expanded our product offerings into other regions of the world and in other markets as well. So now enterprise customers, educational institutions, and companies in other regions of the world can use the same services.
Super. So what were some of the business factors that led you and your group to evaluate web-based learning management systems?
Our biggest need was to scale. We really needed to scale our service to reach more of our customers more economically and more often than we have using just a traditional instructor-led training model. The core of our training is always hands-on, but a web-based learning model allows us to integrate or blend our instructor-led training with web-based learning. Just as an example of how this can help us to scale our services, our new customers always need to receive initial hands-on training to learn and understand fundamental tasks to perform on our switches, as well as any role or specific job tasks. As you know, people learn by doing things.
That's true.
But after they take this training, web-based learning provides an easy and scalable solution for what we call update training or delta training, which covers the new or changed information that's available with any new software or hardware release of the Safari C3. Students can purchase this training online at any time and take it at their leisure. So the web-based platform allows us to prepare and deliver the training material essentially one time. We upload the training materials onto our learning center, and then it can be taken whenever and however often customers require it.
Well, that sounds great. Now, your organization eventually selected the CyberWorks-hosted LMS solution. Who is using your system now, just so I can understand? I know it's customers and vendors and anybody else in your enterprise?
Yeah, the system, which we call our Cedar Point Online Learning Center, is used by all of our customers as well as internal staff.
Okay.
One of the real benefits of the system is that it allows our field service teams who live and work all over the world supporting our customer deployments to be able to get recent product training at the drop of a hat and therefore stay current with any and all of our ongoing product and feature enhancements. Prior to the Online Learning Center, this was much more difficult and costly for us. We have customers from all over the world also that are accessing our Online Learning Center. This Online Learning Center supports a customer base which now requires multiple languages, and today we currently provide our web-based training for both English and Spanish-speaking customers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a tremendous benefit.
Okay. Now, I know you mentioned Delta Training. Can you tell me a little bit more about the online courses that you offer?
Sure. I would say that this update training or Delta Training represents a big part of our Online Learning Center. But in addition, we offer advanced product configuration topics.
Oh.
These are things that we really don't have a home for in any of our instructor-led training classes. Hmm. We also have a number of classes covering background industry information, which is not core to our product training, but it's required prerequisite knowledge for all customers launching VoIP services.
Okay.
These are going to be fundamental technology training topics in areas like data and telecom. Additionally, we've further blended our classroom-based instructor-led training classes with the web learning. So, for example, our core introductory engineering class is a 5-day class.
Mm-hmm.
The first day is generally all theory, introducing product concepts and architecture. That type of content is very well suited for an online learning center since it's mostly lecture, and what we've recently done is to move the first day of content from our instructor-led course, place it on the online learning center.
Mm-hmm.
Now when students register for the class, they can receive login information for the overview content, which they complete prior to attending that class. Now by doing that, we free up a day of instructor-led training time for this course.
Sure you do.
Which now has been replaced by more hands-on training topics. Many of these topics are ones in which we've struggled to incorporate in the past. So when a student arrives to the instructor-led class, they can dig right into the meat and potatoes of the class instead of spending their first day in overview lecture.
That sounds good. Can you tell me a little bit about the instructional design and planning process you went through to develop these courses online?
Sure. You know, our development process for the online learning classes is very similar to what we do for our instructor-led classes, which is very nice since it has blended well into our ongoing development cycles and process here. As the learning curve, also the learning curve for whatever new tools that we've needed to use to create the online learning classes has been short and fairly painless. I'd say that the biggest planning piece of the development of the online content has really been the initial selection and then prioritization of the existing courses that we have to convert to an online format. From those existing courses we selected, the conversion process to an online format was fairly simple and short. The biggest time for any of these projects has been writing voice scripts.
Mm.
Although all the courses have fairly extensive note sections for students, creating this content for an online community requires voiceovers for each slide, and then we need to write scripts for someone to do the voiceovers to each slide. Of course, online courses need to be user tested,
mm-hmm.
and they need to make sure they're working correctly, which is a little bit different than how we review and test our instructor-led courses.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What types of course development tools are you using to construct your online learning? Are you using Flash or Camtasia?
We're really not, we're not really using a lot of, whiz-bang tools out there. The good news, and that's good news for us as far as, like I said, on the learning time for us, there's not a whole lot of software tools that need to be added to go from where we were to where we are today.
That's good.
It is. Each of the courses that we have are initially created in Microsoft PowerPoint. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't change anything from what we were doing before. We use a program called Articulate to mm-hmm. convert these PowerPoints to a SCORM format
sure.
online course. We've also added some dynamic elements to the courses, which help chunk some information better in certain parts of our courses, especially like configuration sequences and procedures. We've purchased some high-fidelity audio recording equipment for mm-hmm. the voiceovers. I think that's essential for a high-quality training product. But you know, when you add those together, we've got really high-quality training for cost that's been very modest. So we're very pleased with the results.
Mm, that's great. So why did your organization select the CyberWorks-hosted LMS solution for your customer and vendor support training? What were some of those factors that led you to choosing the CyberWorks-hosted LMS solution?
Yeah, so when we started doing this, looking at vendors, we knew that we needed a full service, if you will, learning management system. Mm-hmm. Something that would be able to support both of our current instructor-led classes as well as future online learning programs, and then all of the management or back office support for tracking these customers. So as you know, there's a lot of choices out there for learning management or LMS software.
There certainly is.
For our selection process, we narrowed things down initially to one LMS vendor that was ranked very high on a training and development, the ASTD's monthly magazine. Mm-hmm. There was another vendor which was recommended to us from a partner, and then a third, which was from a member of our group who had worked with and used CyberWorks in a previous company.
Mm-hmm.
So we developed a pretty rigorous requirement and comparison process for all these vendors. And we looked at things from training delivery, administration, reports, analytics, a number of categories. And it was pretty clear to us that CyberWorks had all the tools and features we were looking for. This is a very mature online learning system, which has been developed out of, you can tell it's been developed out of real-world growth with features, you know, things that weren't developed in a vacuum or in a room of engineers talking about what features to add.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that we were left with was a sense of there were many features that when we were initially presented with this solution, as compared to the other solutions, that we were saying, wow, hadn't even thought about this as a possibility. And it was clear that CyberWorks was ahead of where we what we needed and where we are today.
Mm.
And for me, that was very comforting because I knew, you know, when we get to the point that we need to do this or that, CyberWorks already has those features in place in the product, and we can take advantage of those. And probably, as we have, taken advantage of some features that we weren't even thinking that we needed, but it became clear that this would be a big benefit to us.
Well, that sounds great. Can you tell us about your experience as a CyberWorks customer?
Been great. You know, one of the nice things about CyberWorks is that you all treat us like we're important, and that's the thing that I need. You know, certainly coming from a support background, I understand that every customer needs to feel like they are the vendor's number one customer, and CyberWorks has made us been very responsive to all the questions and changes and different types of customizations that we've needed to our LMS platform, and I've been very impressed.
Well, thank you. You know, this has all been really great. Andrew, I know you have to fly, so thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Okay. This is Mary Kay Laferno, Marketing Director at CyberWorks. Thanks for listening to our interview with Andrew Merz, Senior Educational Services Manager for Cedar Point Communications, on our CyberWorks LMS e-learning implementation podcast series. Talk with you next month.
CyberWorks Podcast. Learn anytime, anyplace.